Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests that are designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. So grab your cup of coffee and your beignet or your donut and sit back and listen in, because we're going to be talking about today a topic of interest that many of you have, whether it's from a tax perspective, estate planning, or business planning perspective. Before I get into it, though, let me remind you that Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the full-service law firm of Odin, Feldman & Pittleman, located in Fairfax, Virginia, but shortly moving to Reston, Virginia. More about that later. And we serve clients throughout the Washington, D.C. metro area and all across the country. If you'd like to know more about the 54 lawyers at our firm and all of the paralegals and various capabilities that we possess, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, www.blueprintforwealth.org, where you can get videos, audios, and articles of interest that are educational in tax, estate planning, and business planning. And finally, please read my monthly column in the Washington Business Journal entitled Blueprint for Wealth. Today, we're going to be talking about limited liability companies, which, in my opinion, is the number one entity of choice. I must set up, on average, 1 to 2 LLCs a week, and there's a reason for that. They're easy to set up. They're available in all 50 jurisdictions in the District of Columbia, and they have extreme flexibility depending on what state you're setting up the business in. And particularly, the things that you have to be careful of with LLCs are, if you make an election to treat it one way, make sure that you understand what the ramifications are from state to state. So let's dig in. Now, LLC, in its natural form, if you have two or more people that form an LLC, it's going to be treated as a partnership unless you elect otherwise with the Internal Revenue Service. And a single member LLC, which can be formed in almost every state, is treated as a pass-through entity and is ignored as an entity for tax purposes. It's treated as a disregarded entity for federal income tax purposes. Now, that's not to say that it's treated that way for all purposes in all states. For example, in Virginia, it follows the federal formula. So if you have a single member LLC and you have a business that you're operating out of that LLC, it's going to be ignored, and all of your profit and all of your loss will flow through to you on your Schedule C on your income tax return, your form federal 1040. Okay? If you have two or more people and you have an LLC and you don't make any special elections, the tax treatment is as a partnership. So it will file a Form 1065 each year for its operations, and all the losses and income and credits and other items will flow through just as if it were a partnership for tax purposes only. Again, Virginia and Maryland follow the federal formula. In D.C., however, just as an example of how states can differ, you may be subject to a special unincorporated business franchise tax on the earnings or the business profits that are generated in your LLC in the district, even if it's only owning real estate in the District of Columbia. So you need to be careful about the state tax ramifications. Versus other entities, however, the LLC is pretty easy to set up and very flexible. In Virginia, for example, an LLC can be formed to carry out any lawful business purpose regardless of its activity. The use of the LLC form has become increasingly popular in activities that demand excess capital or may involve substantial risk, like startup businesses, real estate ventures, family or closely held companies, even professional practices or joint ventures, high-risk enterprises, and other ordinary business adventures, which may require special combinations of business and tax attributes. Before deciding to conduct business as an LLC, you need to understand the relative advantages and disadvantages over existing business structures. As compared to C corporations, the LLC may be the more flexible choice. Like an LLC, a C corporation provides its shareholders with the benefit of limited liability protection. C corporations, however, are potentially subject to two levels of federal income tax. a corporate-level income tax on earnings, and any appreciated property distributions that are made to the shareholders is imposed. And a tax is imposed at the shareholder level on any distributions that are received out of the corporation's earnings and profits. This is important. A lot of advisors out there are saying, well, you know, with the increase in tax rates coming around in 2013, if tax rates do in fact increase, the highest ordinary income rate for individuals may go as high as 43.4%. For corporations, it's still scheduled to be 35%. So they say, well, then you should be a C corporation because your income is going to be taxed at a lower rate in the corporation. And what they're failing to remember is that to get the money out of the corporation, you're going to either have to pay yourself a salary, which will be taxed at the highest individual rate or whatever rate you're going to be taxed at, or as a dividend, which will subject the earnings that you take out to double taxation. Now, dividends are taxed this year at a very low rate of 15%, but they're scheduled to go up to 43.4%. So watch out for the use of C corporations. Typically, the people that use C corporations are investor-driven entities, meaning that there may be private equity investors or venture capital investors who need to use a C corporation to invest in. As compared to S corporations, LLCs have bridged the gap and, in fact, may be preferable to a standard S corporation. Like an LLC, an S corporation generally is not subject to federal tax at the corporate level and offers limited liability protection. An LLC that's treated as a partnership still offers significant advantages over S corporations, which is subject to stringent restrictions, including the number of shareholders that can own S corporation stock and the exclusion of pension plans, non-resident aliens, and other corporations and LLCs as qualified shareholders. S corporations also are prohibited from becoming members of an affiliated group of entities. LLCs bear none of these above restrictions. Non-resident aliens, corporations, partnerships, pension plans, members of affiliated groups, all are permitted to own membership interests in LLCs that are taxed as partnerships. But one of the most important factors in setting up an LLC today is that most people aren't aware of this, by the way, that you as an LLC owner can elect to treat the LLC as an S corporation for tax purposes. So if it would be better for you to have the benefits of an S corporation, such as being able to take out some of the earnings and not have it subject to self-employment tax. That's one distinction between S corps that is better than an LLC as a partnership. You as an LLC owner could elect S corporation treatment and still be treated as an LLC for corporate law purposes. As compared to limited partnerships, limited partnerships provide pass-through treatment so that no federal or state tax generally is imposed on a partnership's earnings at the entity level. Limited partnerships, however, don't provide the same liability of liability protection as an LLC. A limited partner who participates in the management of a limited partnership can be classified as a general partner and risk exposure to unlimited liability. Plus, all limited partnerships have general partners that are liable for all of the liabilities of the entity. By contrast, an LLC provides limited liability protection for all of its owners, whatever their level of management participation. So you're seeing the use of limited partnerships decline and the use of limited liability companies increase dramatically because it's a much simpler structure. And as compared to general partnerships, of course, a general partnership of individuals or businesses is subjects the owners to unlimited liability for all of the liabilities of the entity. And all of the owners have unlimited liability for liabilities created by one owner in his capacity as a member of the general partnership. In an LLC, none of the owners have liability beyond their original contributions to the entity. Now, there are disadvantages to using LLCs. First of all, in some states, in some of the courts, single-member LLCs have been attacked. in the bankruptcy courts in Florida, in particular, under the Olmstead case. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Florida held that a creditor was allowed to pierce through and get access to the LLC's assets, even though it was a single-member LLC entity, saying that the identity between the company and the individual owning it was they were the alter ego of each other. So it allowed the creditors to pierce through the LLC to the owner and through the owner into the LLC to get access to the assets. So single member LLCs, there is some concern out there that particularly in some courts in some states that single member LLCs may not provide you with the full protection that a corporation would. My philosophy is set it up so that there are at least two owners or observe formalities that otherwise people ignore in an LLC. You're not required to have all of the formalities of a corporation. You're not required to do certain things that corporations are required to have, such as annual meetings of shareholders. But why not consider the LLC as a separate entity? Set up separate bank accounts. Have meetings. Document the minutes of the meetings. Include them in your books and records. Have separate books and records for your LLC from your personal business and keep each LLC separate. So we want to make sure that the LLC is respected, not only for tax purposes, but also for corporate liability purposes. It's a great entity. If you've got questions about LLCs, give us a call at Odin Feldman and Pittleman at 703-218-2100, and one of the many lawyers who specialize in business and estates will give you guidance on how to set up your LLC best for the purposes that you seek to set it up. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.